This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, farmers across the country, and especially in Iowa, rely on their local USDA offices for a range of services, including conservation programs and crop insurance support. But concerns are growing that these services could be at risk. With staffing shortages already placing strain on field offices, new rounds of budget and personnel cuts at the federal level are raising alarm. One organization is saying that this is not acceptable. We'll talk more right after this.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Iowa Farmers Union President Aaron Lehman says farmers and USDA field offices have a long-standing partnership that's essential to the success of rural communities.
We know that it really takes a farmer-public partnership to make a real difference in our rural landscapes, in our rural communities, and on our farms. When we cut investments in that presence in our rural communities and that relationship that we have with farmers in our rural communities, it really hurts. It hurts us when farmers are trying to sign up for farm programs important to the viability of their farm. It hurts when we're talking about conservation programs and loan programs. All those things take a real partnership, and taking away from those investments just moves us in the wrong direction.
Lehman adds that the impact would go beyond delayed paperwork or fewer services. It's about the loss of quality jobs in rural towns, and that's a message USDA should not be sending to rural America.
We know that we've had some major staffing issues with our offices in rural America and here in Iowa, and we really know that our farmers are being asked to do more in ways of conservation, and farmers want to step up into that space. But it's just very difficult if you don't have a partner who's investing in your community. We also know that these positions in rural Iowa are very important. These are working folks in our rural communities. They're good jobs. And if we don't staff them properly, it sends a wrong message about what we're trying to do in rural development here in Iowa.
Lehman also pointed out that when program commitments are delayed or go unfulfilled, it already strains the trust farmers have in federal agencies. Pulling more personnel from local USDA offices would only deepen that frustration. Earlier this year in Washington, Ag Secretary Rollins referred to the upcoming changes as USDA as a part of a broader effort to right-size the department. But as Lehman points out, no matter what label you give it, it amounts to budget cuts. And there's a difference between improving efficiency and slashing farmer resources.
We're all for making the agency efficient, but you can't do that by disinvesting in our rural communities, disinvesting in that partnership. It takes more of an investment. And we know how important it is. You know, farmers are often oversubscribed, right? They're signing up for programs, but we don't have enough funds in the program. Or we're running out of folks who can help us implement these things on our farm and in our communities. So the farmer demand for these partnerships is there. And it can only grow if we put real investment in it. And that means both in money and in the real person to person interactions that really make a difference.
Lehman urges farmers to make their feelings known to their elected officials. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.